Adrian.
But they must have.
Yeah, the Gunbarrel Highway. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. He surveyed that one.
Yeah.
Blast the bush. Shows you how good they knew about the atomic weaponry.
Yeah.
They built this 80-foot tower. Talked to one of the Pommy scientists. He said, "How much of the tower's going to be left?" He said, "Oh, maybe about half will get blown away." When the bomb went off, this is how much the scientists didn't even know what they were playing with. They came back and there's a massive great crater in the ground.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, the scientists did not.
No. Without any protective clothing or anything.
Working the boss, we go in there and belt all them mongrels up, referring to the workers.
This was the start of the ABC Four Corners came up, and the staff people didn't want them to be shooting them.
No. They took to them.
Yeah.
And they were using the... Because we went up to 13 Ashburton, I got invited to a keg. That's where all the bikies, I call them, like Snake and Yeti and all them hang out. And
they've all gone to Carnarvon, haven't
they? Yeah, Carnarvon, yeah. And they had on the keg, one of the boys was leaving, and they invited me up there, and the Four Corners guys were invited back. They didn't have their camera gear and that with them, it was just appalling. And they were telling us about the episode down the pub, where they'd just come from. And they were quite shook up about it.
Yeah.
And they couldn't believe what the hell was going on in this town. Mm-hmm. He said, "We can film it, we can research it." They said, "What they make out of it before it goes on air is another thing."
Yeah, well, that's right.
We've got no control over that.
Yeah.
Apparently it came out fair.
Well, that's the trouble. You've got no control over if you work for the ABC, you've got no control over your finished
product. They put on what they want to put on.
Yeah.
Four Corners, on the whole, don't do badly, considering that they did a very good one on management. And the bloke who presents it, Andrea Olley, started off, you see, with this little spiel about statistics. Mm. That they said that it was only 10% of problems were... with the workers, I think it was about 80% was with the management. You see, he gave all these figures, though, sort of in a bland sort of way. They were all statistic figures from the bureau up in Canberra. Then he went to a management conference and they were having a buffet meal. You see, they're all going around with their forks eating away. And he goes round and
in a town, because they were working on eggs.
Yeah.
And they said, good to come up here and be and relax. They said, and also that was a whirlwind tour for them. They were driving flat out to get here and flat out to get back out.
Yes.
So they were scratching for time. They just said, come up and have a few beers and relax, sat down and talked.
Do you get many whirlwinds here? Did you say whirlwinds? Oh, whirlwind trip. Yeah. I wasn't a whirlwind,
We get a lot of them during the summer.
Do you?
Willy-willies, of course.
What do you hear them coming? Everything. How long
do they last? They just go quickly?
Yeah, they just pass through. They lift up these. You see them, big spiral going up, big red dust.
Just dust
in the roof.
Thousands of feet up the air, and then paper and rubbish and leaves. They're not dangerous. They're not that big to do any damage.
Yeah, okay.
But if you get caught in one, you dust and everything stinging you. So most people just see them come and keep you out of the way.
Do you ever find reasons of the weather that you can't work? Is there anything that stops you up here?
Only cyclone. And where that barn land, that part down the coast, it's,
you don't get that many in here?
No, it'd be very unfortunate to get one.
Well, really, when you think of it, weather-wise, you're only 100 k's as a crow flies from the coast. Now, 100 k's is nothing for a big cyclone. You could get a pretty nasty blow here if it came the right... direction.
And the right spot.
Yeah. You can get quite a nasty blow. Because 100 k's, it does not take a cyclone long.
We've mapped our own cyclones.
There's Port Henry.
We've had three.
Not good many.
We had
Well, I'm interested
Connie,
in them,
Damien,
sort of
and
I track
Estelle.
Them.
She tracks them. Well,
Elsie,
one.
Actually.
Elsie. That's where it started.
Where? North of
Port Hedland here, right?
North of Cape Levique,
Well, there's Panawanika here.
Panawanika's not far inland, really, when you think of it.
Yes.
As it came down, as this one, she was a beauty. Going down past Shea Gap, she caused a lot of problems. So Panawanika's no far further inland than what Shea Gap is.
Yeah, that's true.
And Shea Gap's over here, and she caused a lot of...
By the time we got here, there's a Rain Barrier Depression.
Mm.
And you'll see those all start similar.
That's Damien, that one.
Damien.
He didn't come in at all.
He came in.
He was a fairly big one, but he
big
didn't
one
come
he'd
in.
Done
he
a
stayed
couple
out
of laps, then disappeared.
Yeah. He was just north of you, yeah.
It was very hard to track. See how they've doubled back. Now, I don't know whether he doubled back or whether they mistracked him.
And
that was the first one we had, that one. That went through Tom Price.
That one
come near us. Yeah. It was heading for us, see, coming this way. Now, even here, before, this was early hours of the morning, and let me think, what was it? The wind speeds were still 190 kilometres an hour, and it had come down here and through to there. So, as I say, I said to Dennis just now, you get a cyclone coming in the right direction, the right...
Yes. It only had to come in a bit over there.
Yeah.
And the right intensity. Even
yeah, well, it did literally go right over you almost there, didn't
even
it?
Even cutting through the grass.
Oh, that's... Oh, of course. Yeah, that's right. I see. So you were just off to the side.
By the time we got into Tom Price, I'd lost most of his...
force.
But the thing is, look at that big area we got from... Onslow upward, they crossed the coast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of coast to cross. Mm-hmm. The chances of one hitting us here,
actually, I was going to do a big graph. I was hoping for more cyclones. We only had three that season. It was a very, very poor season.
So that was last year, was it?
We have an average of 8.3 cyclones per season on the Northwest.
Oh, there's a big heap of these.
Yeah.
Where do you get these from?
Well, I got one.
I got
him
two.
I bought a big heap of them.
Big heap.
Because Zane's interested, and we track them.
And what you hear about them on the telly, and where they've been.
Yeah, you get them on the TV, or if you can't, you can ring up Port Hedland on and you can get the actual bearings on there if you miss it.
She got the dates on that,
so. But it's it's very unusual season to just get the three.
Yes. And so you haven't really experienced a lot of cyclones yet?
Oh,
no,
we
went through Tom Price, it was Joan. Yeah. But she was just very...
This is my mum and dad come in August. A lot of people, see, the miners and Collie are pretty, on the average, pensioners wealthy. When I say wealthy, financially set up.
They get a miner's pension, don't they?
They get a lump sum.
Yeah.
Dad picked up 85,000 plus all these other bits and pieces.
And he lives off the interest.
He invested. And he just lives off the interest. And he owned everything before retired. Anyway, a lot of them got caravans and they head north for the winter. Lock up their house, head north for the winter. Summer comes, they go back down south.
Is he coming this year?
He's coming up in August for a week. Well, Dad won't travel. He's in Mandurah and he's quite happy to stay there in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
But he's coming up in August, end of August.
Going to drive or fly?
He'll drive.
Mm,
he's got a new Toyota 4Runner. It's not new now. It's 3 year old, really.
Yeah.
He bought it just before he tried. So what happened? He was going to try a 58, and I said, no, get this better job, like drive one of these. So 2 years extra he worked, he bought himself another caravan and a new car, which he didn't have to buy out of any pension money or anything.
Yeah.
And they were all paid for and everything by the time he retired. And when he retired, he stayed home for 6 months, and then he went and bought a new house in Mandurah. That was all paid for, sold the other one, and it's all paid for. And he's... So on 75,000, he picks up 350 a fortnight interest. Because that's on a monthly. 700 a fortnight.
Your mum's still living?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, he's just doing about the same as the pension. So what did you say, 750 a fortnight?
750 a month.
A month. Yeah, well, that's the same as the pension.
But he's still got his initial outlay. That's only from one account. He won't tell us what else he's got. We know he's got
other. You have to have a fair bit in the bank to be as well off, to be any better off than you are on the pension.
Yeah,
you haven't got the limitations.
Yeah, he's, he owns everything.
Yeah.
And he won't spend, I think he's poor, but he's not poor.